So, Hare Krishna, welcome everyone in the super cool AC treated room. We hope that this will be lasting, that we have electricity to keep us cool. Just a word before I start on this above the cloud seat. My dear devotees, please know I'm not doing this for myself. I don't suffer from this type of hubris. But our Bhagavat Acharya Prabhu has said that it is difficult to see from the back, and then we have tried to make this arrangement. I might go down any moment. It is a very improvised construction. But no, it will work. It will work. But I can't really operate. Okay. Thank you very much. My dear devotees, just before we start with the exercises, I just want to say we have made a small japa guide for all of you. It's called Breathing New Life into Your Chanting. You will find many useful tips in this, really many. And prayers to Haridas Thakur, really the seven steps that support good japa, how to avoid the 10 offenses by practicing the 10 defenses, and all kinds of very nice things. Only 6 pages, so it's digestible. We will distribute these to you after this workshop is over. Good. This. Ananta Gauranga, you please sit here. You need to be my in between the world of human beings and the above the cloud situation. Krishna. So, my dear devotees, thank you very much for coming. I just want to give you a little overview where we are in this morning's japa. Guided japa session down at the Kusum Sarova Ghat, or the lake. We were really dealing with one subject matter, do you remember? Reframing our japa, right. In this morning's lecture, we were talking about that there is really only one obstacle between us and the Lord, that's the ego, which manifests in two functions: the thought, I am this, that, and mine. This is mine, my thoughts, my projects, my ideas, and so on. The main root of all these obstacles is this. And there is a process by which we can become free from it, a process which we will train here. It's Buddha Shuddhi. Remember the statement of the Hari Bhakti Vilas, which said, Yagya, Homa, and Japa will be ineffective if someone doesn't practice Buddha Shuddhi, or exit this world of illusion, the world of the ego and the mind. We were discussing, there was a very good question at the end, that I think Gopi Manjari was saying, I'm so involved in my life, and my life has so many demands on me, so that I'm really full of my life, the thoughts. I can't really get out of it. And my answer was twofold. Pray when you're overcome, and I reminded you of Tribhuvanath in the cell in Lebanon, just getting ready for his execution, and how he could get out of this world, unplug from this world, and go to another world. the world of devotional service. And I said, there is a practice to do this. And this practice we will learn today in our workshop. I would like to start with a quotation from Srila Prabhupada. By chanting Hare Krishna, you pull out the plug. Remember, it was about unplugging. By chanting Hare Krishna, you pull out the plug. The fan may still revolve for a while after the plug is pulled, but since it is getting no more juice, juice means electricity, your karma will soon stop. You will unplug from this world. So, I would like to get immediately into an interesting practice where we will really get to the heart of all meditation, japa meditation, all Gayatri meditations, everything else, which is to withdraw the awareness and entanglement really in the external environment and turn within. Are you ready for the practice?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. I hope it, is there anything I must avoid, Gaur Krishna? Being too lively, maybe. Before I can start, I have three different steps here, or stages. I must ask a question to my technical crew. Ram Govinda is here. I don't see him at the moment. He is just doing something. He has energized this Yagyashala. It will float in a moment. So don't be surprised. Don't scream. Ram Govinda, do you have the resonance breathing thing ready? So it's ready, I hear. I hear. So that? Good. Good. Good, Ram Govinda, you can continue to make this float. So you won't float. No one laughs. This is Hare Krishna. I will stop trying to be humorous in the American way of life. So, my dear devotees, we will now engage with a very practical and relatable form that a few steps that help us exit the world of the ego, or do this unplugging which we heard from Srila Prabhupada, and also Mahatma Prabhu has made a very nice point about this. What we need to do is we need to withdraw from our mind and our outside engagement. We need to center ourselves and ground ourselves. Have you ever seen these new devotees who can, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, what's the time please? Krishna Krishna, do they serve pizza today? Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. This always works in all cultures with the food, yes. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then the face goes, something has landed, a memory has landed. Do you have seen this in your own life, that you try to sit down, you try to focus, you have been in one or two japa retreats, you have read the good books about it, but you just cannot focus? Do you know this? So what you must do is you must bring your attention away from the world. Prabhupada used to say to us, sit properly, meaning that's the first step. You become aware of your body. You don't think any longer about the world. This is in Sanskrit called Deha Dharana. And the purpose again is to center yourself. I request you to close your eyes, not Ujjwal, who has only 5 hours of sleep on a gas station. We will lose you. You are the only one who please keep the eyes open. We will go now down. I request you to become aware of your feet. Maybe you want to move them so that you can feel them. Move your attention up to your knees, to your sitting bones, then relax. Bring your attention to your lower back and then upper back and relax. Bring your attention to your chest and your belly and relax. And now draw your attention to your shoulders and go down from the shoulders to both of your elbows and to the palms, they should rest on your knees, and relax. Now go to your back of the neck, the back of your head and your top of the head, and relax. Maintain a straight physical posture and a mental awareness. Move your attention to your forehead and relax. Your facial muscles, do you know there are 33,000 muscles that move your face? Now it's time to relax them. No smiles, just relax. Go to the eye sockets and the eyes and mildly and gently relax. The inside of your mouth with the tongue and the jaws, relax. Take a moment to notice take a moment to notice how your body is now fully relaxed. From the feet upwards to your shoulders and your head, everything is relaxed and you start to feel calm inside. Kindly open your eyes now, but stay in this calm space. You may notice that by focusing on something that is very close to you, that is the instrument of your physical existence, the body, by focusing on it, you center yourself, you withdraw from so many other things. We will now move a step further inside. We have a little bit moved away from the world. Now we will, and arrived in the body, now we will do what is so important. We will go to the mind. Srila Prabhupada says in the third canto something very interesting, and he gives an easy method to control the mind, and you will be surprised. Please listen. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that one must practice the breathing exercise by virtue of these practices of control. The mind cannot wander to external thoughts. Thus, one can fix the mind constantly on the Supreme Personality of Godhead and can attain Him. So breathing is a natural way or access to the mind and can bring us away from the mind. The mind is no longer in between and right down into the heart. Once the mind is then fixed, it shouldn't be idle, but you should chant. So I request you to close your eyes, and we have chosen a very simple pranayama exercise. It's called resonance breathing. I will direct you, and I request you to close your eyes for this. We will make it a little louder. Moment. Indian technology here. You will hear two sounds. Please exhale now on the now. Inhale, exhale, through the nose, please. Inhale, exhale. You need to lengthen your inhale. Inhale, exhale. I see you're not used to it. We need to have shorter ratios. The devotees are not practiced too much. It should all go very gentle. And so you please take another shorter ratio. So in, out, in, out. Very good. In. Now the art is that you stay with your in breath. Walk with your breath and stay with the out breath. Breathe. breathing a little flat, but you have to try to in and now forcefully out. Yes, stay out, 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 in. Yes, and again, forcefully out. And stay out, 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 and now in. Really turn into breathing living entities. Yes. Very good. And stay with your breath. The more you breathe out, the easiest is to breathe in. Good, you're getting it. You need to work a little bit on it. Can you feel already some life is coming into you? Yes. I think you have all eaten a little bit much, no? Dobro. Good. I admit this was a little bit forceful. In now. And out. Very good. In. And focus your mind on your in and outgoing breath. Good. Now easy breathing. Just find your natural rhythm. But please, whenever you breathe in, stay with your ingoing breath. Whenever you breathe out, stay with your outgoing breath. If thoughts should arise, let them pass. Simply observe them. Don't identify with them. Thoughts are like passing clouds in our inner space. They are not you. You know that the thoughts are not you, because sometimes thoughts come that are simply not wanted. You want to not have them. Let them go gently. Observe them, but don't get entangled in them. During your japa, you will need to know this. When the thoughts come, you let them pass. You do not enter the chariot of the mind. What a wonderful translation which Prabhupada gave. No, you don't enter the unsteady chariot of your mind. Let the chariot go without you. Open your eyes slowly now. We will now enter into the heart space. It is the place where the Atman and Paramatma, where you and Krishna live. Close your eyes. Take a deep inhale and exhale and meditate or bring your awareness to your heart space. I will tell you now a meditation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur for effective chanting. It's something you do with your heart. I am an eternal soul. and a servant of Krishna. Let this sink in, sense it, feel it. I am an eternal soul and a servant of Krishna. What does this mean? Let it sink into you. I am an eternal soul and a servant of Krishna. Next, Krishna is my only master. Let this sink in a little bit more. Sense it. Krishna is my only master. Feel the truth of this. Krishna is my only master. And finally, I am meant to serve Krishna. In this world and the spiritual world. Feel it. Let it sink in. I am meant to serve Krishna in this world and the spiritual world. Allow your mind to go a little bit more into this. Let it sink in. I am meant to serve Krishna in this world and the spiritual world. And try to do kirtan from this space.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama. Krishna, Krishna, ah. Rama, Rama,
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Krishna, thank you also very, very much. We have really the nightingales of Kirtan with us here. I will also request Gauravani afterwards to please chant, not now, but after. Yes, my dear devotees, really the holy name, you can learn the holy name when you chant the holy name. You can learn what it's all about. But for the purpose of staying on the track which we have chosen, I would like to tell you a little pastime story. There were once, it's Itihasa, you know, the people speak about this in Vrindavan. There were once two devotees. One was a king who wanted to worship Krishna with his wealth and his influence. And the other was a very, very poor devotee who lived in a thatched cottage. So the king was in one country and he worked very hard to complete a temple. It took him 20 long years. He had massive sandstone blocks which he put on each other. There were the best architects involved in this project. And finally, after 20 years, when he had also the best possible altar ready, he said to the Lord in a prayer, "My dear Lord, on the 1st of March, I'm ready to open the temple, and I request you in some ways, in some form, to be please present at the inauguration ceremony, and please give me a sign that you are there." You may have heard about some a great devotees. One was Lala Babu. He's mentioned in Nectar of Devotion, and he had an inauguration ceremony of his temple, and to see if Krishna is really there in the deity, he put a little katori of ghee on the head, and yes, the ghee melted, so he understood Krishna was there. But just to test, he took also a little cotton swab and held it before the nostrils of the deities, and yes, it was moving with the in and outgoing breath. So this king requested the Lord, "Please be there for my inauguration ceremony at the 1st of March." But the Lord answered, "No, I'm busy at that time." "You're busy?" "Yeah, I have to come to another installation ceremony, an inauguration ceremony, which is just happening on the same date." "Oh," said the king, I'm not aware that there was any temple project at that time. Where is it?" "Well, it's on the other side of the border to your kingdom. It's in the outskirts of the town which is there, and it is about half an hour walk upstream. There I will be." My devotee Krishna Das has just then completed his temple. "Oh," said the king, "okay." And he made a special effort to cross to the other side of the border to be there. But when he asked the people, "Is a temple being made ready?" the people said, "Not that we know." No, it must be. Half an hour walk from the town upstream, there should be a massive temple. It should be so massive that Krishna needs to come there and cannot come to my small temple. So people didn't know about it, but the king had his directions from Krishna. So he went up the stream for half an hour, and he came to a little cottage with a thatched roof. And there he saw one devotee engaged in meditation, almost like the Brahmana in the Nectar of Devotion. You have heard about this, no? From Prat, something poor, something. Mm-hmm. So he went into the little temple, and he saw there was a devotee, and tears of ecstasy were running down his heart. The king sat down and waited. And finally, when the devotee opened his eyes, he looked with an ecstatic expression at the king and said, "Krishna has come. Krishna, whom I worship, has come into the courtyard of my heart." So Krishna thought it is better to appear in the heart. It's more urgent to appear in the heart of his devotee, the purified heart of a devotee, then go to a massive, extraordinary, decorative temple. I know we are a preaching movement. I know that we want to build temples. I'm also into this, and we just got a donation of 5 million euros for our temple. I am like you, a missionary of the Hare Krishna movement. But what is about your own temple? What is about your own heart? Should we totally neglect that just because we are busy building and maintaining buildings? No, both needs to be going on simultaneously. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said very nicely and easily how we can escape or exit or unplug from the world of ego, our own little world. It's not a little, it's sometimes quite big, you know. And then there is a house in Minnesota, and there is position as a teacher in the university, or there's a big world, famous sannyasi, big guru, impressive. What is with the temple of your heart, Baba? Hare Krishna, that's how one speaks in India, I heard. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur made it very clear. He said, the perfection of chanting is like this. One achieves the perfection in chanting mantras when one keeps the vibrated sound within his heart and controls his materially attached mind. Rupa Goswami also speaks about this in a very famous verse, where he describes the chanting like this. Tunditanda viniratim vitanute tundavali labdaye kana krodha kadambini gatayate kana budebhya spriham, etc. He says, I do not know how much nectar the two syllables
Krishna,
yes, I do not know how much nectar the two syllables
Krishna
have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the holes of the ears, we desire millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all the external senses become inert. So yes, this is how you chant. First with your mouth, then you hear the sound in your ear. Prabhupada used to say, listen to yourself, chant sincerely. And then, my dear devotees, it should go out of the other ear, totally disappear. You have nothing more to do with it. Oh, sorry, this was my atheistic mind. It's not like this. When the name first is on the mouth, then it goes in the holes of the ears, and then the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart. And there it reverses the process. It conquers the activities of the mind. The mind becomes calm, and then all the senses become inert. This is a realized description of chanting. If you want to read it in your own reading time, you can find it in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, first chapter, verse 120. I repeat for you, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya 1.120. This was very nicely expressed by my godbrother. Mahatma, he has such a good, nifty English expression that I sometimes need to take. He says, when chanting, I'm out of my mind and in my heart, fully present to the holy names when I chant. My dear devotees, as long as you stay on the mental platform, which is energized by this wrong conception of I and me, by this illusion, your chanting is not present. But when you feel the vibration, when you don't think at that time even necessarily, it's beyond thought, it's trans-rational what is happening in your spiritual experience, then the name is there. And it is not so difficult, this is my point. You just need to know the simple way how to do it. You bring your mind first to the body, you center yourself because the body is closest to you. You're very much aware of the body. So you bring it to the body, then you go deeper by breathing a little peacefully. Then you bring it into the mind and you keep being there. Have you heard when Radhanath Maharaj has written this book, The Journey Within? Have you heard? Is that just a preaching title? Is there something like a journey within? Or do we just say it to sell books? No! There is something, and this is the process that brings you within. This is the Buddha Shuddhi process. You purify your consciousness on which all the other elements rests, on which your life in this world rests, by understanding I am a servant of Krishna, I'm not the body, and I'm expressing now my chanting for Krishna. Prabhupada said so nicely, Prabhupada said so poignantly, chanting Hare Krishna means to keep Krishna in the heart. It's here in the heart space where all your spiritual realizations take place. It's here in the heart space where everything is there. And breathing is the natural way to go there. By the way, this is not just the Gaudiya tradition. Sankt Isaac the Syrian speaks about it. Oh, you should know. You know, in the monastic orders in Christianity, first when Christianity was finally taking hold, they made these huge monasteries where everyone lived together. But then the people felt, so packed and together, they felt like ISKCON, you know. We were all in the ashram, and then we felt, oh my God, I need a little private time. So they went out of the ashram, not to Minnesota, but into the desert, and they went into little cells, you know, there were rocks, and they found little caves and dwellings. It was warm enough to live there. But then they found out, now we are all alone. Maybe this you have also found out. There needs to be something in between the beehive situation, everyone is in the monastery and pricking each other due to the human condition, and the way out there in the desert. So they made little communities where like-minded devotees, monks, stayed together. They are also devotees. The monks stayed together and enlivened each other. Maybe that's a model which our devotees will find pleasant, because, yes, not all of us older folks at least live in ashrams. I understand our ashrams in America are filled with Russians and Ukrainians and Polish devotees. But just to stay alone is also not a solution. Stay with like-minded people. Live a very, very inspired, fertile life in Krishna consciousness. So yes, but that's a sideline. One of these desert fathers said, try to enter the cell within, no? The journey within, no? Try to enter the cell within you, and you will see the heavenly world there. It's known in all traditions, this is my point. Whether you listen to Rupa Goswami or to other traditions, because it is experienced by genuine chanters that yes, you can go inside the heart, keep the vibration there. I would like to do this now in japa with you for one round. Thank you very much. And maybe I take this. Do you have your bee bag with you? Yes. By the way, how is the climate for you? Is it tolerable? This afternoon it starts to get cool. That's what we hear and that's what we hope. Is it tolerable? Yes. Yeah. Comfortable even. So, where you all have your beads, beebek? Those who don't have a beebek, you can also chant out loud. We will chant now one round on our own, in our own speed. No, wait. I will... Sorry, I'm so into it that my expression is not as polite as my intention is. So, let us now put what we have heard into the practical thing. I request you to sit properly. Just by aligning your body, you know, sitting it straight. Chair is all right. It's good if you don't need to take the best back rest. If you need, that's also good, but in that case, bring what is called in biology the coccyx. You know, that's where animals have their tail, you know, the tiger tail or so. Bring that as much as possible to the back rest. We want to sit straight. That automatically sends a signal to our entire system that, oh yes, now we are going to focus. Then you do a few deep breath and you understand this is my now my round where I can apply what I have just heard. As you will chant in a minute or 2 minutes or so, please bring your awareness to the heart space and be with the mantra there, and also become mindful that you will now address Krishna. It's from your mouth or your heart, ideally from your heart it goes to the mouth, and then you from there it goes to Krishna's ear. Once Giriraj Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada how to chant more absorbed, and he said, it's like talking to me. You are there, your words are coming from your mouth and they are entering my ear. And this way, Prabhupada said, you can chant more absorbed in Krishna. So we will chant the Panchatattva Mahamantra together in one voice, and then all of us will chant one focused round where we try to again and again bring our mind away from the many thoughts to the heart space where we center ourselves and address Krishna from our heart to our mouth and to his ears. Let us start, please, now. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garana Sivasani Mohanati Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare 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 Krishna, my dear devotees. Please allow me to say something which will slightly move your thoughts. I don't think you understood the exercise. When we said, now we will chant, we didn't say go back into the normal habitual chanting. It's with us devotees, you say, okay, Hare Krishna, okay, now, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You must know, there is one old program running here, and that is the chanting of which you do presently, but you came to a holy name retreat called Experience of the Holy Name. You need to do something new. You need to switch to an alternative program. So the exercise is not to do everything, to sink back into the land of old habits. No, that was not the exercise. The exercise is we go now into the heart space. We will try to practice chanting the holy name with more reaching or on the way to perfection, where we try to keep the vibration in the heart. When our mind goes to somewhere, I'm sweaty, that's not interesting at the moment, or what dhoti do I dress in during the 24-hour kirtan? It's not important at the moment, I hope they serve pizza for the noon prasadam. Not important at the moment. You bring it all, you exit the little world, which is sometimes embarrassing, and you go really to the sound of the holy name, and you address Krishna. Please try again and try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Yama, Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Yama, Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Yama, Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Yama, Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, 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 Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hari Ram, 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 Hari, 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 Krishna. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Hari Ram, 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 Hari, Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Hari, 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 Ram, 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 Hari, 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 Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari, Hari, Ram, 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 Hari, 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 Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna.
Completed? Completed? Now it's completed? Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I will request now Gauravani Prabhu to lead us in your 20 minutes of kirtan. Gauravani Prabhu, are you comfortable to sit here or a chair? Or this is all right. Good. My dear devotees, I can see restlessness in the... Not restlessness. I really request you to stay for these 20 minutes of kirtan. Why? When you chant the holy name, that's when you learn to chant the holy name. The Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur once said that this chanting is the only way where the way is identical with the goal. You can even sit, Gauravani, facing the audience, would you, because I know you interact with the audience. Yeah? Or... This is good? Yeah. Anything, yes. Which audience, yes. Which audience? That is a good question. Radha Kanayalal. Krishna is the audience, yes. So, yes, by chanting extra, you will see how the practices which you do during the retreat will sink in and you will imbibe them on a deeper level. It will not be just a mental impression, a thought which is passing. No, it will be an experience which you make, which will empower and enliven you for further experiences. You follow? It's called spiritual surgery, which is done. So please let us stay, all of us together. Even if it's hot, let us welcome the heat to show Krishna we are serious.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Krishna 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 Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nama. Nama.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Ah!
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Hare Krishna.